Hello and welcome. We are joined today with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, where we'll be doing a weekly update of looking at headlines of last week and what we can look forward to in the week ahead. I want to focus specifically on face masks and San Juan Basin Public Health switching from a suggestion to wearing them to an advisory.
Yeah, we had, I think the week before last, put out a recommendation that face coverings can be an important part of breaking transmission and spreading infection around the community. We bumped it up to an advisory this week, and we really want to get out a very strongly worded message that if you are leaving your home for essential activities, the best thing that you should be doing is wearing a cloth face covering. And we really encourage anyone who's out working in an essential activity. You know, we know that there are essential businesses and essential government functions that have to happen during this time. And we wanted to kind of change the language to a more strongly worded advisory so that folks that are participating in these essential businesses and government functions, if they're in public facing roles, they should also be wearing cloth face coverings, just like the public that's out doing that. You know, there's a lot of evidence that this can potentially be an important part of stopping the spread of infection. And it is important that we do the best we can with the information that we have as we move through this. There is going to be lots more studies on this virus, lots more, you know, questions about what were the best interventions to stop spread. But at this point, you know, we all really want to cut down community transmission. So if there's good evidence, we should follow it and let the, you know, studies continue. But we want to make sure this community gets it that, like, yep, you know, a face covering right now is what's recommended. The details for that are, you know, we don't want members of the public using medical grade or surgical masks or N95s. We really want to keep those for folks who are working in the medical profession. It is extraordinarily important that healthcare workers have personal protective equipment so that they can stay safe, because we don't want healthcare workers catching this. We don't want them sidelined during medical surge events. And we also don't want healthcare workers spreading it to other folks that they're seeing. So with that, the rest of us should be covering our faces. There's information about what the best way to do that on the San Juan Basin Public Health website. It links to the CDC website, and there's actual little tutorials, that you can bring up on your computer to see how to make one. There's tons of people around the community making them, and we encourage everybody, we advise everybody who's out in the public to use one. And if you're working in a public-facing role, we really do advise and expect that that's what people are doing.
So what's the difference, Leanne? You corrected yourself between encouraging and advising. What's the difference there?
We can issue a public health order, and a public health order then becomes enforceable and has, you know, civil penalties and then criminal penalties. We feel like this community really wants to do the right things. So rather than going with an order that has civil and potentially criminal penalties to it, we went with strongly worded advisory, which is different. You know, earlier it was just a recommendation, hey, there's new evidence that face coverings are the right thing to do. And we bumped it up to level of advisory to make sure that the message was really, you know, really clear that this is the right thing to do. But whether or not we should be adding in orders and civil penalties and criminal activity seems like, no, that's not what this community needs. The community needs to be working together, making the right decisions together.
Leanne, the other hot topic that I wanted to cover was the availability for widespread testing in La Plata, Archuleta, and Montezuma County in a partnership with Cedar Diagnostic. Let's unpack what that is.
We have been trying as a public health agency to bring more public testing to the community. And I think everyone has heard, you know, in the news releases that public testing should be free and it can go to the state lab and we'll get the results back as the public health department. But we also know that that has not come online or come to fruition as quickly as we need to fight this pandemic. So, you know, the bottlenecks have been everywhere from the materials needed to collect the specimens. So that's the swabs and the viral medium to use the swabs. And then there have been bottlenecks in staffing available to do it, because we want our medical professionals treating people who are sick. So do we have our medical professionals also have the availability to do testing? there's the idea that when you're symptomatic, we want to keep, you know, you out of a healthcare facility, because we know that with COVID-19, getting infections in healthcare facilities has been, you know, a significant problem. And whether it's inpatient or outpatient, there's evidence that healthcare workers do catch it and unfortunately pass it on. So that's been a problem. There have been bottlenecks with availability of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers to actually collect the samples. There's been bottlenecks at the lab processing. In the state of Colorado, initially, the labs were not set up for the volume, right? And nobody's lab was. So with that, we're very fortunate. We have a private lab in the community, Cedar Diagnostics. They had been working behind the scenes to solve the pieces that the lab can solve, which is the materials to do the specimen collection and the lab processing at this private lab. And as soon as we had heard that Cedar Diagnostics had solved these pieces, we got together with them, you know, within a couple of hours and said, okay, here are the other bottlenecks that we know of: staffing, PPE, clean collections, and we'll work through all of that. And it was a really fast pace. Okay, you have the test kits, you have the lab processing, we can get the PPE, we can train the staff, we can get the information out. Animas Surgical Hospital helped with the training of the staff. Pagosa Medical Group out in Archuleta County is using this same process, and their staff helped train the Cedar Diagnostic lab staff. And so now this is available in Archuleta County, it's available in La Plata County, and it's available in Cortez and Montezuma County. And then the other piece of it is, because it is a private lab, there is a fee for this testing. These are not publicly funded tests. But what we were able to do is work through some of those pieces as quickly as we can. So step one is bill your insurance. Step two is self-pay, and it's $75. And then step three is San Juan Basin Health was able to procure funding, and we can pay for anyone who can't afford their $75 test. If they can't bill their insurance, they cannot self-pay, you can call us and we can get your test paid for. That said, we're still a public health department. So if you call us and say that you need help paying for this test, probably while we're on the phone with you, we're going to ask you about what your other needs are, because we know that there's a lot of people, you know, 1 in 10 Americans is out of work right now.
Is there an opportunity for people who might be able to help assist financially, contribute to San Juan Basin to help that cushion a little bit?
Yeah, that would be great. And we do have a specific fund for this testing. So when you go in for your test at Cedar Diagnostics, if you're symptomatic, you can pay the $75 plus, or you can call our call center where we're taking phone calls on COVID, and you can absolutely make a donation. We'd be happy to take those donations over the phone.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today. More information on COVID-19 testing and face mask use can be found at sjbpublichealth.org. For KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.